Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 1st of May, a kick and a punch for the 1st of the month. May Day in some parts of the world, but not here. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And of course, if you're listening to this free podcast and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free 2-week trial. All right, well, I've come back from the wonderful WA. I have to say it was a wonderful trip. Really enjoyed it. And the hospitality and the friendly people was exceptional in WA. So hats off. If you're a West Australian, you guys are doing a cracking job. All right, as far as that goes, though, unfortunately, the US market wasn't doing a cracking job last night. We had the Dow Jones falling 570 points, or 1.49%, 37,816. It had a high of minus 49, a low of 576 down, which is pretty much where it closed. NASDAQ having a shocker, down 2%, 325 points. 15,658, and the S&P 500, as always, in the middle for diddle, 1.57% down, 80 points, 5,036. The Russell 2000, well, it wasn't anywhere near 2000, 1974, down 42 points, or 2.1%. The VIX Volatility Index, as you would imagine with all this negativity around, picked up 6.7% to 15.65, and as a result of that, of course, we did see futures market on the SPY down 92 points, back below 7,600, down 1.2%. We had a 27-point rise yesterday. Banks doing quite well, but today we're going to look as if we're going to get walloped again. This comes on the back of Black Friday that we had last week while I was travelling over to Perth. So yesterday, once again, we saw US bond yields push higher. 10 years, 4.682, 7 basis points. The US 2-year cracked 5%, 5.037, up 5.8 basis points. And the Aussie 10 heading towards 4.5, 4.479. So that really hurting at the moment, that not being good news. Now, it looked like some end of month selling. The Dow had its worst performance for a month since September 2022. It was down around 5% for the month. The S&P slid around 4.2% for the month, and the NASDAQ lost 4.4% for April. And we did get some numbers in the data front from the Labor Department. It said Tuesday the employment cost index, which is a measure of wages and benefits, added 1.2% in the first quarter, which was above the 1% consensus. That pushed the Treasury yields higher. And of course, we do have the FOMC meeting Wednesday afternoon, their time. We have got thoughts now that the officials are likely to express a reluctance to lower interest rates anytime soon, as inflation data continues to point to elevated price pressures. So that is certainly what is upsetting the market. We also have, of course, US numbers out, some after hours. Starbucks down 12%. It slashed its 2024 forecast, and the same store sales dragged there. Amazon, we had those numbers out there. Advertising revenue grew 24% in the first quarter, which outpaced retail and cloud computing. Web services also topped estimates as well. The shares were up in after-hours trade. Not a lot, but enough anyway to be at least positive for that one. We did also get AMD out as well, their results after hours. It said it will sell 4 billion in AI chips this year, but the forecast was in line and the stock was down around 7% after hours. It expects around 5.7 billion in sales in the current quarter, in line with Wall Street estimates. This would represent about 6% annual growth, so certainly not knocking the lights out there. Earnings per share was 62 cents versus 61 cents. Expected revenue 5.47 billion versus 5.46 billion, so slightly ahead of expectations there. Looking across at European markets, they obviously saw the US market down. We had the Stock 600 down 0.7, FTSE pretty much unchanged, Germany down 1%, France down 1% as well. Looking across at US stocks, Nvidia down 1.5%, AMD down 1.1%. That was ahead of those results, and they did fall more, around 7% after hours as well. Netflix down 1.6%. Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 0.6%. Tesla, which had been on a bit of a tear on the back of the Chinese news, came a crashing down to earth, down 5.6%. Amazonians are down 3.3%. Alphabet Spaghetti down 1.9%. Apple a day down 1.8%. Looking at US banks, they were easier as well. JP Morgan down 0.8%. Goldman Sachs down 1%. Morgan Stanley down 1.4%. Overseas, CBA clobbered 2.4% down. Square, it's hip to be, down 3.1%. ResMed also falling back 1.5% as well. Looking at the resource sector, Brent crude easing back. We have seen the oil price ease back. That easing in tension there really helping in terms of getting that oil price back under control. Brent crude was down 0.7%. 65 cents to $87.90. WTI down 77 cents or 0.9% to $83.50. Gold got walloped, as you would expect, given the US rates are rising. Not such a good atmosphere for gold. And of course, we have seen a pretty big rise in the gold price and some profit taking there, especially with the end of month. Down 2.1%, 2285.6. Platinum down 1.1%. Silver down 3%. On the Moscow Metals Exchange, or the LME as it's usually called, we have copper down 0.1, nickel up 0.2, aluminium up 0.4, zinc up 1.9, lead up 0.5, and tin has been quite volatile, down 3.8%. We also saw iron ore ease back yesterday, back to $116.50, down 0.8%, and the uranium price pushed a little bit higher, up around 2%, trading around $90 there. But the lithium price eased down at 3.8%. Looking at miners, well, BHP obviously under a bit of a cloud following their bid for Anglo American. That's going to get very complicated and take a long, long time. 2.9% easier in ADR terms. Rio down 1.7% in ADR terms. We have got Glencore down 1.2%. Freeport down 4.7%. Barrick in the gold space down 3.4%, Newmont down 3.8%, Vale down 1%, Anglo American down 4.2%, and the lithium stocks also eased. Arcadium down 2.7%, Sigma down 3.9%, and oil stocks down. Chevron, the worst of the bunch, down 3% there. All right, some local news coming out this morning. Woolworths has agreed to sell 5% of Endeavour for $468 million. Block trade at $5.22. Following the sale, Woolies shareholding in Endeavour will be 4.1%. You wonder why they just didn't sell the whole lot. In other news this morning, Restaurant Brands, which owns KFC and Taco Bell restaurants in Australia and New Zealand, has booked a 7.9% increase in sales for the first quarter. Strong sales in New Zealand and Hawaiian markets offset slowing sales growth in Australia and California. Now the news out this morning, NexGen, which is a dual-listed uranium miner, is launching a $200 million equity placement last night. They will be offered at $12.40, which is a 4.8% discount to the last close. Aitken Mount Capital and Canaccord on duty for that one. All right, in company news out this morning, Austin Engineering has secured an order for a new dipper bucket for a Chilean-based customer worth over $2.5 million. We've also seen reporting season coming up, of course, for the banks, and plenty of brokers out at the moment with their overviews there. Notable rating changes since April 24th. Citi cut Westpac to sell from neutral, Citi cut ANZ to sell from neutral, and Citi cut Macquarie to sell from neutral. So bank results coming thick and fast in the next week or so. Macquarie will be first cab off the rank. Cash NPAT expected to be $3.55 billion. Dividend $6.28 there as well. So that is a little bit of a preview there. We've had Reliance Worldwide confirming FY24 trading outlook. Net sales down low to mid-single digit year on year. Stable operating margins, operating cash flow conversion in H2 of 90% plus there. So NABs, also a little bit of an earnings preview there. Cash NPAT, headline 3.54 billion. Earnings per share on a cash basis, $1.11. Dividend, 84 cents. Market is going for there. So we have seen IGO as well. They have got mixed reviews following their numbers as well. Much of the market noting operational improvements and positive signs such as the sale of additional spodumene and return to full production at Greenbushes. Notable changes, Evans & Partner downgrades to neutral from buy, CLSA downgrades to outperform from buy, and JP Morgan downgrades to underweight from neutral there. Deterra Royalties numbers out this morning. Royalty receipts 63.1 million. Quarter ago, it was 62.7. That is a relatively easier and less volatile way to pay BHP because Deterra is the royalty stream for that one. BHP royalties paid into Deterra, at least some of it from some of their production. Quantum Intellectual Property has extended the private equity's exclusivity period for due diligence to May the 8th from the 30th of April. We have also seen as well this morning, DUG Technology, Doug, initiated by Assure & Partners. Target price there, $3.45. Telex Pharmaceutical, downgrade to hold from buy at Bell Potter. Target price there, $14.50. Drone Shield, upgraded to buy from hold at Bell Potter. Seem to remember Bell Potter did the raising. Target remains at $1, giving them a 20% upside there. We've got Coles Group upgraded to buy from neutral at UBS. Target increase there to $18.25 from $17.50. And we have got as well in other news out this morning, just running through, see if there's anything else of interest. Janus Henderson, Q1 earnings preview, revenue management fees 437.3, performance fee loss down 12.7 million. On that one. And finally, IGO downgraded to underweight from neutral at JP Morgan. Target price cut there to $6.30 from $6.60. Well, that is, as they say, about it for me this morning. A pretty big day in store for us. Of course, that SPY futures showing a big loss of 92 points. So we'll see how we end up today. But the big news, I guess, of the day is the Woolies selling down their stake in Endeavour. More in that, of course, in Marcus Today, in the newsletter today. And if you're not yet a member of Marcus Today, we'd love to have you on board, of course. You can sign up for a two-week free trial at marcustoday.com.au and no obligation there. Just give us a go. Love to see your name on the members list. All right, well, thanks very much. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you.